Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, as always, a great pleasure to have you back with us on the show. And I know you have some fabulous Black Friday deals for us as well that we can avail of when we will be able to travel again, which hopefully now won't be in the too distant future. But before we do that, mandatory vaccinations for all international flights from next year. This was in the news this week.
Yes, Carol. The head of Qantas, Alan Joyce, who's actually from Tala, he basically came out with this idea during the week, which I think a lot of airlines are going to follow on, that like jet-setting Aussies are going to have to comply with really strict new rules on international flights. Now, this will apply to people in and out. And what they're talking about really, Carol, is there was a whole suite of things actually he was talking about, from ankle bracelets to DNA tests. I mean, there's a whole other side of this article. But the one thing that grabbed our attention was he was talking about coronavirus vaccinations being a compulsory requirement for passengers heading abroad. So basically, if anyone is going to go fly international out of Australia or anyone's going to come in, you're going to have to prove that you have been vaccinated. And I think, you know, it's probably going to, we're going to see a lot of it. It's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of controversy about vaccinations and people are saying, oh, I want to wait and see if it's okay. And, you know, the usual stuff that we all hear. But I think with the science seems to be good for it anyway. But he believes that the vaccinations will be compulsory worldwide for international travelers. So that's another thing that we're going to have. We're going to have a vaccination passport, Carol, right? Now, this isn't totally strange, by the way. I mean, if you're going to countries with yellow fever, there's a thing called the carte jaune. You have to be vaccinated for yellow fever, you know, before you can go to certain places. Like, yeah, people are always getting shots from there. So this isn't like completely off the charts at all, you know?
Absolutely.
But it's a great idea. I actually think, Carol, it's a great idea. And, you know, I mean, Singapore now requires incoming travellers over the age of 12 to wear electronic monitoring devices so that they know that you're quarantining. You know, that's the level
really?
That some countries, yeah, that's the level that some countries are going to. And it's good because I know loads of people that came into Ireland, and I'm sorry to have to say it, and some got phone calls, some didn't even get phone calls. And it was,
I know that for a fact. You know, you're absolutely,
it was
right.
Like, are you quarantining? Yeah. Well, what's that? Yeah. I can hear something there in the background. But anyway, look, it's all coming together anyway. So we're all getting good news about vaccinations. But Alan Joyce is on the ball there, I think. And yeah, I mean, look, it'll be an interesting post-COVID world we're going to live in. But onwards and upwards, Carol.
For sure. And we are definitely heading in the right direction, albeit slowly, but we'll get there. And we will get there. We will get there. All right, Ed, Black Friday deals then for when we do get the opportunity to travel again. I know you have some. In fact, I'm actually looking down a list that you sent me and there's some phenomenal deals going on.
Yeah, there is. What I was really looking at there was, I mean, from around the country as well, you know, you're just all over Ireland, there's great deals. I mean, Mount Juliet there, I'll go down through them now, but I was looking at Mount Juliet there for 65 per person bed and breakfast from January to April. I mean, that's just, I would say, I was there this year and it's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, the gardens, everything is beautiful there. I was never fond of Black Friday because I always thought it was hyped up and they up the prices and then they say you're getting a great deal. You know what I mean? It's all, but these are great deals.
These are, I mean, yeah, and yeah, that is, I mean, in fairness now, 130 quid for a room at Mount Juliet is very, very good.
It
no
is.
Doubt about it.
And starting off, Carol, right, there's a beautiful new hotel. It's kind of down by the Golden Lane area there, the Hyatt Centric. It's a great one for nights out in Dublin, but they're doing specials as well before Christmas, but also for January and February. And that's 150 per room, including dinner and bed and breakfast for two people. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is great.
So,
yeah.
And it's a really uber kind of cool chic hotel. And I know people that are actually going there over Christmas and they're booking in and they're staying there and they're going to have because they can have a little Christmas lunch in the restaurant, you know, very socially distanced, of course. Hotels with pools then, Carl, just for people that have kids and, you know, would like pools. And of course, there's lots, you know, there's booking times and all that apply. But aside from that, now we're going to be looking at the Kilkenny Ormond. They are 55 per room. Really,
I've stayed
good
there, Ed, actually. I had a girly night there once and I can vouch that it's actually a very nice hotel.
Yeah, I had a lovely lunch there, actually. It is lovely. The Arnmore Lodge in Galway, also very nice, €55 per room. And the Riverside Park in Wexford, it's a really nice hotel, 74 per room. Now, they all have swimming pools, so that's a nice one. And then I was just doing a little luxury category, and that's where I go back to the Mount Juliet there, 65 per person, bed and breakfast from January to April. Great one. The Intercontinental, Carol, in Dublin, which is like a resort now, really, they're doing 145 per person, including dinner, bed and breakfast, and an upgrade to a junior suite from January to March. And includes midweek stays in December. That's a great one. The Intercontinental is super. As you know, it's Balls Bridge area there. But like, there's gorgeous gardens there and everything. So it's a real treat. It's a real place to spoil yourself. And that's 145, including dinner and bed and breakfast and your junior suite upgrade. And then the Lockern, Carol, one that I love up there in Fermanagh. They're doing a £99 midweek offer as well. Beautiful hotel, stunning location. Of course, the great Noel McNeil, the chef, is up there, who I'll be chatting to this week. 139 for the weekend, then, from January to March. A little bit more for the weekends.
Can I ask you here that those rates that you quoted before, are these all generally Sunday through Thursday? They don't include weekends, would I be right in saying
that? You would,
that?
Yeah, you would. Now, again, check on the website, because I'll tell you, I found recently, and people were telling me as well, they're getting amazing deals weekends as well. It depends. And it depends if you book early. Usually the weekends, Carl, you'd be looking at probably about 20 or 30 maybe, totally on top of it. You know, that would be kind of, it depends on the 5-star, 4-star. But yeah, if it's weekends. The Morrison in Dublin here as well, Carol, is doing some great deals. We talked about that a few months ago, the big deal. And then the hotels were all closed down, remember? So anyway, they're opening it up again for, I think, once they start opening in December. There's loads of offers, Carol. I mean, if you go into Hastings Hotels or the Titanic Hotel up in Belfast, by the way, won the best honeymoon hotel in Ireland at the World Travel Awards recently.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
I know
that.
That's weird. Yeah,
no disrespect or anything, but I wouldn't have, you know, honeymoons in the Titanic Hotel wouldn't have been, I don't know, it just seems funny, incongruous to me. But anyway.
You know, loads of people get married there, and you know, in the Titanic Center, and it's, yeah, they do. And I mean, they do the staircase where Jack and Rose come, they get married on the staircase. So there you go. But anyway, and then they go across the road and have the honeymoon in the hotel. But it's lovely, the Titanic. There's a beautiful atrium there and a gorgeous, there's some lovely restaurants in, but it's a great location. It used to be the draftsman's house, Carl, where the architects used to draft all the plans for the ships when they used to build them in Harland and Wolff. And of course, they made it into a hotel, and it's beautiful. They've kept everything. You know, the building is gorgeous. So anyway, that's another one that they've also got some really good prices and deals as well, if anyone wants to have a look at the Titanic Hotel up in Belfast. And there's loads of things going on. Again, airlines, Carol, airlines, there's loads of, the airlines are all doing stuff as well. I mean, everywhere you look now, there's great deals going on. So, you know.
So now is the time, basically. Yeah, now is the time.
Yeah. And lovely, all right, lovely to have something to look forward to for the new year as well.
Isn't that the truth? Now, I know you'll put that information up on the Travel Talk website. We'll put it up on the Sunshine website as well, if anybody missed any of those great deals. Yeah. Thank you for that, Ed. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
We have a very interesting guest, Carol, for next week, by the way. Michael Collins from Travel Media is the MD. He's gone around Europe and he's got all these different tests in Hamburg and Vienna. He did it all this week. So he's going to be telling us all about his experiences and why he was doing it. And it's actually going to be really interesting to hear what he's talking about.
Look forward to that then next week. All right, Ed, thanks as always. And if you listening have any questions for Ed, please do send them in, because he's always more than happy to answer them for you.
Loads of time at the moment to answer questions. So, yeah.
There you go. Ed at traveltalk.ie. All right, Ed, we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, Carol. All the best.
Travel Talk with Visit Belfast. For real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.